We got some events and activities that are happening. Lots of Halloween-related activities, I'm sure, that people are finding, hopefully, a chance to do, as organizations can. Some already have, and in many ways, with it being Saturday, some just in particular notes of safety for Halloween trick-or-treating, as it can be done in your local community. There are some other things that are happening, such as tonight at the State Theater in Bay City. Guitarist Patrick Yandall is going to be performing in concert at 7 o'clock. Now, you can always go to statetheaterbaycity.org to find out more about how the concert is going to go along. statetheaterbaycity.org, that's the theater with the R-E. Also in Bay City, tonight and tomorrow, the Rocky Horror Picture Show at the Masonic Temple. And it's going to be tonight at 8 o'clock and midnight, and tomorrow at 8 o'clock and midnight. That's the Rocky Horror Picture Show, Masonic Temple of Bay City tonight and tomorrow. Japan Week continues at the Japanese Cultural Center, the Tease House and Gardens in Saginaw, through this Sunday. Virtual celebrations going on with performances and seminars, demonstrations. And you can find out more about the events and the complete listing when you go to JapaneseCulturalCenter.org. That's JapaneseCulturalCenter.org. Factory of the Dead continues to haunt in Saginaw safely and appropriately, as they have everything ready for you and your group. Picking out dates and times and arrivals and showing up at appropriate times and going through. So it can all be done. Some haunted, safe fun. And to find out more about Factory of the Dead, this is in downtown Saginaw. Go to factoryofthedead.com. That's factoryofthedead.com. You have opportunities to enjoy that both tonight and tomorrow. And then again, the next couple of Fridays and Saturdays, even into November. Factoryofthedead.com. That is going on again tonight into the weekend. Past the weekend, we're going to jump ahead here. We have a few things that are going on, and all of these seem to be popping up next Thursday, which will be November 5th. The 17th annual special opportunity for you to enjoy with the Vino Wine Warehouse, the wine tasting. Dine and unwind from a distance is the way it's described this year, the 17th annual event, where registered participants can pick up a tasting kit from Vino Wine Warehouse, and then you'll be on your way to enjoying a personalized, tasty experience. The tasting kits can be picked up next Thursday, November 5th, from Vino Wine Warehouse in Bay City. The proceeds are going to benefit the Can Council in the Bay County area. Find out more. You can call 989-671-1345, 989-671-1345. For next Thursday with Vino Wine Warehouse, the Can Council, Dine and Unwind. With the Saginaw County Parks, next Thursday, in fact, the next following Thursdays, November 5th and also November 12th, special guided fall hikes are going to take place along the beautiful trails in Saginaw County, Ringwood Forest and Price Nature Center. Registration is required. It's free, by the way, to enjoy. Find out more, 989-790-5280-790-5280. Safe Driving Nonprofit Project 111 is holding its fourth annual Spotlights and Headlights fundraiser next Thursday, November 5th. It's going to be at 12 noon. This is focused on Midland County. Spotlights and Headlights will be going live on the Project 111 Facebook page, and you can find out more about it when you visit the Facebook page for Project 411. Just search it out and you'll get a way to see that. It's going to be next Thursday, November 5th at 12 noon for this fundraiser, Spotlights and Headlights. And speaking of fundraisers, it's going to be a virtual event, but it's going to be going on, Delta College and its Chocolate Affair. It's going to take place starting next Thursday, November 5th, and go through the 11th. And it's a chance to enjoy lots of chocolates and treats from the comfort of your own home with this Chocolate Affair virtual event. That's a great fundraiser that has been going on for a number of years to benefit 6th through 12th grade students who live throughout the area in the Delta College's Possible Dream program. Find out more by visiting online with Delta College, and also you can call, too, to find out how you can take advantage of the Chocolate Affair virtual event, delta.edu/chocolateaffair, delta.edu/chocolateaffair. Some things that are happening into the weekend and beyond that we remind you and hope that you'll enjoy some of the activities and events.